Then we went on to the panoramic trial. We were the first in the world to be approved with a novel antiviral agent, and this is akin to using antibiotics, which was molnupiravir, that was licensed for use in the treatment of COVID-19. But we wanted to see how it worked in our UK population. And again, that became an urgent priority clinical trial for the UK. And whilst it had excellent results in other countries that showed reduced hospitalization, reduced death rates, early recovery, those nations and the people within that were not vaccinated. We had a population that had over 90% of people vaccinated. We wanted to see if that drug worked in our vaccinated population. Mm-hmm. If they had COVID, does it help people recover earlier? Does it help reduce hospitalization? Does it help reduce the number of deaths? And that became the largest and fastest recruiting clinical trial in the world for primary care intervention. And we recruited over 25,500 patients in under 4 months. We found that molnupiravir does actually improve recovery, but it doesn't actually reduce hospitalization from the data that we found. But the panoramic trial is still looking at other antivirals as well. Taking the trials to people's homes without the people actually leaving their home was something innovative as a platform trial. Mm. And this is not just about ethnicity and religion, because we also reached out to people living with disabilities, and we had young disability champions where they recorded a video for us, a young boy who's an ambassador, Will Browning, with his sister Jemima Browning. Will is her younger brother, who has Down syndrome, and they recorded a video to help promote that amongst people with disability, learning disability as well. The one thing that I really felt, because I'm not Oxford material, and to be one of the national leads on a national trial and then also become a co-applicant on one of the largest clinical trials in the world, it has sort of made me think so many times over that I just couldn't believe that. But I have to be very grateful to Oxford, because never did they ask me, Mahendra, what are you doing? They just let me get on with it. And that's where I created havoc. I was awarded an OBE, but it wasn't as a result of the COVID work. It was in the New Year's Honours list of 2022, really. Mm. Now, I felt very emotional and very humbled. I think the one achievement that I really, really have is how pharmacy now is appearing at the University of Oxford on the world's number one university. And it's great for pharmacy. It's great for today's pharmacists, but it's great for tomorrow's pharmacists. And here's an excellent opportunity for pharmacists to showcase what they can do. It's this Centre for Research Equity, which is now going to collaborate with Sir Michael Marmot's team. It was difficult because you didn't have anybody to physically talk to at the time during these 2 years of work. I didn't know the people at Oxford because I've never met them, apart from on team calls and things like that. And it was intimidating for me, coming from a humble background, but it's an evolving centre. Let's see how it grows and develops. But that's where we are.
A legacy from COVID, really.
Absolutely. And this is what COVID did. You know, I still reflect that. So there we are.